K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on this Monday night. And I got the date wrong. I got the date wrong on the postcast. I put 25th, I think, instead of the 24th. Well, it is the 25th. Tomorrow, that's when the K-State baseball team will host Nebraska. We got to go back a little bit to what happened. What the hell happened to the baseball team yesterday in the finale against Baylor? Before we get into that, it's for some listeners podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. This will probably just go out tomorrow ahead of the baseball game. So recording this on Monday night. We'll go out tomorrow, probably first thing, more than likely, there as well. Thank you so much for stopping by again. Give us a listen. You've been with us since the beginning of the year. Thank you again for supporting the podcast, and you've been in and out, or you've been with us from the very beginning, since the craziness of the COVID season. Thank you so much again. Cannot say thank you enough. Every time we post or record an episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, talk and shop, K-State Athletics, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, yours truly, graduate of Kansas State 2013. Oh, heck no. 2013, excuse me. It occurred on this podcast. Oh, my goodness. All over the place. It's all over the place. Having to make some changes to my schedule and all that other stuff. So, yeah, it's been one of those evenings. But it was one of those days for K-State baseball yesterday as getting blown out. This has been a rarity as of late anyways. K-State on a lopsided loss to Baylor after dominating Baylor. Really been dominant in Big 12 play, but this time losing in ugly fashion. Had a chance to sweep this team. Baylor, that is, I'm talking about. And I don't know what happened. I just don't know what happened there, but we'll see how it all translates to tomorrow. After this loss, you had a chance to sweep Baylor. Not only that, you're off to your best start ever in school history as far as Big 12 play goes. Oh, by the way, haven't even said the score yet. It was Baylor 19. Baylor 19 runs. K-State 4 yesterday. K-State again took the first two games of the series. You've been following along on the postcast. We posted the first two games up. You've been following along. I know it's kind of been a foreshadow because of K-State women's basketball for a very, 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 very good reason. But with those of you who've been paying attention to the baseball team has been a little bit of a surprise, to be honest with you, here in 2025 so far. Now Baylor, and we'll get to the box score in a minute. Oh, have it for a second. Baylor now gets their second, only their second conference win, 2-5. And now they're 16-7. K-State now falling to 15-8 on the year. Remember, K-State started off the year 1-6. Or 1-5, 1-2, but same damn thing. But anyway, they started off on the wrong side of the scale before turning things around in Texas. Now 15-8, 5-1 on the year from Pete Hughes before we get into the box score and everything else. Quote, disappointing day, but a really good road series win. Of course, Pete Hughes saying in the loss there, I thought we had a good enough start from Lincoln Sheffield. Like I said, I thought everything lined up for a sweep. Yesterday, I said it. Or in some kind of fashion, anyway, I said everything kind of lining up for it. Especially when Lincoln Sheffield was on the mound for K-State, it seems like he's always been so good there. But when we finish up what Pete Hughes said, quote, I thought we had a good enough start from Sheffield to be able to win, and our offense did a great job driving up their starters' pitch count and getting him out of the game. But unfortunately, they won the battle of the bullpen, end quote there. We're going to take a look at that box score right now here on the Pearl Project Podcast. K-State failure to sweep Baylor there on the baseball field as they lose by count of 15 runs in this game, 19-4. K-State lopsided loss to Baylor there, and Baylor ended up striking first in this baseball game. But let's go back to K-State real quick. Oh, by the way, Grayson Murray getting the win for Baylor, 2-0. Lincoln Sheffield, I thought it was going to be his first loss of the year, and this is his second loss of 2025. He is now 4-2. K-State tied the game in the fourth inning, getting their first runs of the game. A 2-4. It's 2-6. Now it's it. And this game is only in 7 innings, and rightfully so, because look at this. Baylor striking first in the third with 2. 5 more in his fifth. And this is what I have said. Bullpen, you can't have this. 11 runs, 6 inning. That's going to end ball games really quick. Very strange there. 11 runs in the 6th inning. Call the game early. Call this game way too early. 11 runs in the 6th inning. You cannot do that. You cannot surrender that many runs and expect to win games. Seth Dardar hit the only home run. How many home runs is that now in a row for K-State in a game? I'm going to have to backtrack that. That has to be at least 8 or 9 games now in a row that K-State hit a home run in the stretch here. But in a losing effort as they get blown out in Waco, Texas, 19-4 yesterday in a bid for a sweep there as well. Yeah, look at Sheffield. He only went 4-2. Well, he got moved, shoved around a little bit. 8 hits, 5 runs. All of those were earned. Uncharacteristic Sheffield start. 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. And then you had 5 more K-State pitchers after that one. Yeah, Taswell Butler got hit around. Tanner Duke, Brody Royal, Micah Henson, Ben Rosen. And then Baylor rotted out with 3. Carson Bailey went 4 1/3. He got the decision, of course, winning the decision there. Grayson Murray and Will Gotch rounded out the pitching there for Baylor there yesterday there as well. D. Kennedy was hitless in this game, so his hitting streak came to an end there. Maxis Martin also hitless. Ivasco got a hit. The only multi-hit in this lineup was Keaton O'Connor, going 2-for-3 in this game. He scored 2 runs. Dardar hit a 2-run bomb there to get the scoring started for K-State, but that was it. And my guy, Shantiro, he was 1-for-2 at the bottom of the order. He hit ninth behind Dante Lewis, who was hitless as well. So, yep, uncharacteristic offense there for K-State yesterday. Everybody was shut down except for Chef Dardar in this baseball game. Again, K-State's got to turn around, lick the wounds, and coming back home to Manhattan, Kansas tomorrow night. Let me go back to the screen here for a little bit as they take on a Nebraska team that is 10-13. And the rivalry, former Big 12 foes, goes down tomorrow night. That is going to be a 6 o'clock first pitch, a little bit after that anyways, at Toyton Family Stadium there Tuesday night. Man, as K-State will look to bounce back out of this lopsided, because it's been the other way around lately, at least the last 2.5 weeks. K-State has been dominating the points, but this time Baylor putting the whooping to K-State yesterday, 19-4 yesterday there. Now, P. Hughes' club has to turn around and play Nebraska tomorrow night at Toyton. So, hopefully, K-State can bounce back. We'll see what happens there tomorrow night. So, if you're in the area, want to catch some K-State baseball, good time to do that. Kind of break yourself away from the dramatic wins for victory for K-State women's basketball, but kind of a nice break. Get you a little breather from the big run for K-State women's basketball so far in the postseason there as well. That episode, postcast of the thrilling overtime win from the K-State women's basketball team over Kentucky yesterday. That's out now wherever you listen to your podcast, your favorite K-State podcast. So make sure you check that out. But K-State, can they bounce back? We'll find out on tomorrow night. And of course, we'll have the postcast. So we're gonna have back-to-back postcasts on back-to-back days. We're gonna have this one tomorrow, and then of course we'll do another one probably So Wednesday's usually a big day for the podcast. Usually I record a couple of podcasts, so I know I'm gonna record another podcast of women's basketball. Yep. As I get ready for whoever, and at the moment, I do not know Who K-State's going to play? Either USC, the number one seed, with Juju Watkins, or Mississippi State. So that's what K-State's waiting in the wings for the Sweet 16, baby. So we'll see what happens there. But a lot more women's basketball. As K-State, they're not going to be playing until Saturday. So there's that. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Don't forget about our episode over on Podbean. Yes, sir. Here in a little bit, me and Alex Aiden will go over there and talk women's basketball over there and how the K-State women's basketball get to the Sweet 16. Huge, huge. Finally, breaking that barrier. So we'll talk about that and what to look ahead now as they embark on the Sweet 16 Podbean app. Greer 3, Eddie's podcast is Greer 3, Eddie's podcast over there, G-R-I-O number 3, E-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast for more Kansas State content over there. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. It is Baylor 19, K-State 4. They look to bounce back on Tuesday night. Go Cats.